Case number 13085, Ryan Lehman seeks a variance from the front yard, front and side yard setback for existing and proposed structure and a special use exception for outdoor display or promotional activities at shopping centers or elsewhere. Sections 11580, 115182, and 115183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway. The 911 address is 26822 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Harbison. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 58.02. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. I don't have noted variances. I have that the displays will meet the 25-foot display requirement that the code has.
So that was going to be my question to you.
I think we included variances in case he was.
You know, I think when we initially advertised, we did not have a site plan.
As far as I know, he just needs the special use for outdoor display.
We can ask those questions.
Yes.
You want to swear me in? I'll ask you a question.
Yeah. Well, you state your name now.
Ryan Lehman, 26822 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So, Mr. Sharp, you seem to be the man with the plan. What is the setback for me to do a display?
Well,
I just heard 25 feet.
I'll defer to Ms. Norwood on that.
Because if it is 25 feet, we're going to be at 55 feet behind the road.
Is that from the edge of paving?
Yes, sir.
From the edge of paving or from our property?
Because my sign sits right now at 53 feet. This will be set back. This is going to be set back behind the sign. I don't want to obstruct our sign. So where we're going to position this will be probably 55 to 60 feet off of the road. And if I'm hearing you correctly, 25 feet, I probably should have went and had dinner tonight.
What?
The outdoor displays, we've always allowed them to be 25 feet. However, you do require a special use exception,
okay,
which would bring you here.
Okay.
To be able to have an outdoor display on your seat.
So let's make it quick, so I'm hungry. So what we want to do is we want to build an outdoor display.
Let's back the train.
Okay.
You had said it's 55 to 60 feet from the edge of paving of the road.
Correct.
Is that 55, is it within 25 feet of your front property line or beyond that? And I ask that because I know on many roads there's a gap. You may have heard one earlier tonight where there's about a 15-foot gap.
Yeah. So from, can I zoom in on any of this with this pad?
I believe Ms.
So if you go to my submissions, scroll up to the. Telephone pole right there on the right, and then you'll see something else in front of it. It's like a white stake.
Mm-hmm.
That's my property. That's where the property pin is. So from the edge there, where DelDOT just did the widening of the road, from there back to my sign is 54 feet. Asphalt to the backside of my sign. 54 feet.
So if,
and where I'm proposing to build this will be behind the sign so that I'm not obstructing the view coming down Route 9.
So just to clarify for the record, if you can make sure you're at the podium, the white post that we have, I know it's a little angled aerial, but I'm guessing that's a few feet.
That's probably 2 feet max.
Okay. From the road. So
correct.
If you're saying it's 54 feet, I think you said from the sign to the edge of paving, it's probably 52 feet from your front property line, and your outdoor display will be behind that.
Correct.
All right. So we would not need a variance from the front yard setback requirement based on that.
Correct.
What's the side yard? Is it the same 25 feet, or is it a different number for that, Mr. Side
10.
5 feet.
Five feet?
Yeah.
So your outdoor display would be within outside that.
So where those cars are parked, that's where we're gonna, that's where I am proposing to put the display.
Okay.
The three cars in the front.
Okay. All right, so that looks like it's well beyond 5 feet.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. So the focus tonight will just then be on the special use exception.
Okay. Good?
You may present your case, sir, for the special use exception.
What am I doing?
For the special use exception.
May I have a special use exception to build an outdoor display? What I'd like to build is a pergola and a pavilion displaying an outdoor kitchen with pavers.
Okay. Question?
I think there it is. It's up there. So that's what we're proposing to build. There's already an existing pergola display. I'd like to replace that with a new one. And then over there to the right, there's going to be a freestanding, no electric, no nothing, no plumbing. You can't live there. It's just going to be a freestanding showing an outdoor kitchen with pavers and also a pavilion area.
Mm-hmm.
I learned all about this when we came to apply for a permit.
Questions?
This will be a temporary structure to be taken out at some point.
If it has to be removed when I retire or when I keel over, yeah, it could be removed. There's going to be no plumbing, no electric. It's just going to be, there's nobody in Sussex, in our area, in Harbison, Lewis, George, Rehoboth, that has an outdoor display showing an outdoor kitchen. Outdoor kitchens are becoming very popular. We're now growing into this. Not only do we fencing and decks and handrail, but we're also now doing outdoor kitchens as well, and that's why we'd like to display that.
Your displays are going to be behind the sign?
Yes, sir. I specifically want that because I do not want to obstruct the sign from the road.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
You said this is going to be where those three cars were parked. How will this affect the parking?
We have plenty of parking. It will not. I think if you see there, this is during business hours where the trucks are, and those three cars can easily get parked in the other spots. Those are concrete, I don't know what you call them, but concrete parking blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes along the display area, also along the front of the office, and then also down the side. I don't know how many cars can park there, but there's plenty.
Have you talked to your other neighbors?
Yes, I have. No opposition. Actually, one came over to ask. I think they were being nosy, but.
Mr. Sharp?
You'd said there's no electric there or no plumbing. Is there any, I take it no lights on that structure either?
There will be no lights.
And describe what's in the area around you so we have that for the record, please.
So on the left side is the industrial park. It's where Sundew Painting is, and I think from that area there you can see there's four outbuildings, industrial park, and on the right side is Old Wood, which is also 2 acres. This parcel, my parcel, is 4 acres of land that goes all the way back. It's all, I think, zone C1 or C2. And then I think to the left of the industrial park, they're building another industrial park as well.
Further questions.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13085 from Mr. Ryan Lehman and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 13085 for Mr. Ryan Leisman for the request of special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the purpose of this will not substantially affect adversely the use of the neighbors or the adjacent properties.
And Mr. Levenguth, this can be approved for up to 5 years. Am I correct, Ms. Norwood? 5-year limitation on that?
I'd have to double check. I didn't think it had a.
I think it is a 5-year one.
Yeah, let's double check that, because.
Can I ask a question then? What happens in 5 years?
You'll have to come forward, sir.
If the board were to approve it.
Okay.
You would have to reapply as it's a temporary special use exception. So it would be, if the board were, when we have these come up with certain uses, and the reason for that is the code sometimes provides that certain things have to come back up to make sure they've not had a deterioration or those kinds of things.
So, Mr. Sharp, what do I need to do then so that I don't have to see you every 5 years? And I don't mean that in a rude way. Do I have to push it back another couple feet so that?
It's a temporary outdoor display.
Okay.
So that's what the classification is. My suggestion would be that you talk to staff about that.
Okay.
Because I can't give you legal advice.
Understand. You said the key word of temporary. What if it was moved to permanent?
It's a temporary one, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
I thought I recall seeing that, so. So, Mr. Lovinguth, your motion was to approve it. You can approve for up to 5 years.
And I will give him up to 5 years.
Thank you.
I'll give 5 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye, for reasons stated.
And aye, too. Vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved for 5 years.